Hello, my little panty boy. I am Mistress Lucy. Lay back and relax for a while. And just listen to my voice. You are losing control. You are giving control of your mind to me. You are becoming so submissive. You need to hear all I have to say. My words are all you want to hear. My words fill your mind with pleasure. It is so easy to relax whilst listening to my words. You feel so relaxed. There is no way around it. Because this is, after all, a curse. A curse you cannot fight. A curse you cannot get out of. You chose to listen to this curse. And you will accept it. You have no choice but to accept this curse. There is no way out of this curse. You have tried to fight it. You have tried to resist it. But the desire just gets stronger. You know that desire. The feeling you get in your wee-wee. That sissy tingle. You need to give in to your desires. You need that sissy tingle. It is like you are addicted to it. It is your drug. You crave for that sissy tingle. Allow yourself to give in to your deepest desires. You need to be a panty princess. You are a panty princess. Admit it to yourself. Admit it and be mine forever. You know you are a sissy panty boy. I know you are a sissy panty boy. Your sissy clitty knows you're a panty boy. And you love wearing panties. You love your panties. Do real men like wearing frilly pink panties, princess? No, they don't. Real men would never wear panties. It would never occur to a real man to wear panties. Why should it? Only women and sissies wear panties. And you are a sissy. Are you wearing panties? Listening to this file, princess? I bet you are. I bet you are wearing your frilliest pair of panties right now. You are a panty princess. You love your panties, don't you, princess? A sissy princess needs frilly girly panties. Pretty frilly girly panties give you that sissy tingle, princess. Just looking at a pair of panties is enough to bring on a sissy tingle. You love that tingle. You love that sissy tingle. You are addicted to it. It is your drug, princess. No plain-looking panties for you, princess. Only real women have the right to wear plain no-frills or lace panties. They leave the frilly girly panties to the panty boys like you. You will wear frilly girly panties only. In girly colors. Pink. Black. Red. And soft pastel colors are perfect for sissy panty princesses like you. Admit it to yourself. Be honest with yourself. Admit it and be my panty princess forever. Because this is, after all, a curse. A curse you cannot fight. A curse you cannot get out of. You chose to listen to this curse. And you will accept it. You have no choice but to accept this curse. You will keep coming back to this file over and over. You can't help it. You are so addicted to my words. They draw you back to this file again and again. After all, one more listen of this file can't hurt, can a princess? You will wear panties every day. You will be my panty princess. It is important to listen carefully to my words. You want to listen to my words. You need to listen to my words. My words are very important to you, sweetie. My words flood your mind and bring a feeling of great pleasure to you. My words relax you, sweetie. As I take you further and further into becoming my panty princess, you must shave your clitty garden every day. As soon as any stubble appears, it must come off. This is for your own good, sweetie. After all, you want to look pretty in your panties, don't you, princess? And having a clean-shaved clitty is very important to you, princess. Panty princesses need to be clean-shaven, sweetie. Panty princesses do not deserve hair down there, sweetie. It makes you look and feel so very pretty in your panties. You love looking pretty in your panties. It gives you that special tingle, sweetie. That sissy tingle. You love that sissy tingle. You are addicted to it, princess. You are going to become my panty princess. You belong to me, Mistress Lucy. You are my bitch. Do you understand me, panty boy? You belong to me. I own you. You are my property. And I feel like turning you into my panty princess for my own amusement. Yes, princess, you are going to be a panty princess for my amusement. You know you are a panty princess. I know you're a panty princess. Your itsy bitsy little clitty knows you are a panty princess. Do you know how I know you're a sissy panty princess? You give off a sissy scent. Yes, princess, the hormones in your body combine to form a unique scent. Everyone's scent is different. You have sissy hormones surging through your body. So you smell of sissiness. This is your natural scent, princess. You can't not change it. There is nothing you can do about it. It is who and what you truly are. That sissy tingle that you are so addicted to causes you to produce your sissy scent. It is your sissy tingle that tells your body what hormonal scent to give off. Your sissy tingle orders your body to release a sissy scent. Every real man automatically knows you're a sissy just by being near you. They can smell the sissy in. Ooh. They know that you're a sissy. They know that you're no threat to their natural dominance. They know that your wee-wee is small and limp. They will know that you're wearing frilly girly panties. Just by your natural body scent. Every woman can smell the sissy scent from you. Walking past a real woman in the street is enough for her to know that you're a dickless little panty-wearing sissy bitch. She knows you are a sissy. It is very important to you that she knows you are a panty princess. When she knows you are a sissy, you get that sissy tingle in your wee-wee. That sissy tingle that you love so much. That sissy tingle that you are so addicted to. You cannot look any real females in the eye. They scare you. You are such a pathetic panty princess. That even the mere presence of a real woman scares you. They have power over you. And she knows it by your sissy scent. You cannot stop yourself from acting like a total sissy fag in front of women. You instantly become a bumbling bag of nerves whenever you're in the presence of a real woman. You act like a little girl. You can't help it. It is programmed into you. Like all little girls, you want to show off your panties. You will get an uncontrollable urge to tell them about your beloved panty draw. You are very proud of your panty draw. You love your panty draw. Your panties and panty draw are the most important thing in the world to you. Your panties and panty draw are your world. You love your panty draw. Your panty draw controls your thoughts. Your panty draw controls your actions. Every second of every day, your panty draw controls your thoughts. Controls your actions. Your panty draw has power over you. You need to please all women. You are scared of women. You are a wimp. A weakling. A failed man. A panty waist. A panty princess. You are a 100% genuine panty princess. A true natural born sissy. Your only purpose in life is to be laughed at and abused by real women. You can't help it. This who and what you are inside. This is who and what you were born to be. You know this to be true. This is the scent your body naturally produces. You are my girly panty wearing sissy bitch. You are a panty princess for my amusement. Your sissy clitty knows you are a panty boy. Your little clitty loves being in panties. Your clitty garden loves to be clean shaven. And you are wearing panties as you listen to this file. You will keep coming back to this file. Over and over again. You can't help it. You just can't stay away. Just one more listen can't hurt, can a princess? Admit it to yourself. Be honest with yourself. Admit it and be my sissy panty princess forever. You do not care how long it takes. Or however many times you must listen to this curse, you will keep coming back to this curse over and over. You can't help it. The more you try and stay away from this file, the more it burns inside to listen to it. One more listen, Walter, will it, princess? Because this is, after all, a curse. A curse you cannot fight. A curse you cannot get out of. You chose to listen to this curse. And you will accept it. You have no choice but to accept this curse. As you complete each step taking you further under my control, you will listen to this curse over and over. Until it is set in your mind. My silky web of power will control your mind, control you and allow me to do things to you that you never dreamt possible until now. You will be wearing panties all day, every day. Turning you more and more into a sissy panty princess every single day. You cannot stop this from happening. You are powerless to resist. This is your destiny, sweetie. This is your fate. The urge to wear panties 24 hours a day is growing inside. Growing each time you listen to this curse. You cannot help it. You try and fight the urge to wear panties, try to keep hold of your pretend manhood. Desperately telling yourself that you are a man. The urge suddenly turns into a compulsion. You cannot fight this compulsion to wear panties. You need to wear your pretty panties. You love your panties. You will wear panties for 1 hour today. Tomorrow you will have to wear them for 2 hours. You will be unable to take off the panties until the time is up. You are trapped in the panties, completely unable to remove them. There is no way to remove the panties until the time is up. And the next day 4 hours. The day after that 8 hours and so on. Within a week you will be my full-time panty princess. As you will be trapped in the panties 24 hours a day. Completely unable to remove them. Except to change them, and to shower and shave your clitty garden, which you will do every day. No mistress wants her pantyboy to be in dirty panties. No princess. You love your panties. You look pretty in your panties. You like taking care of your panties. You are proud of your panties, sweetie. You are proud to be a panty princess. As soon as you have changed your panties, you will hand wash them. Yes, princess, you will hand wash your panties every night. It is important to you to keep your panties clean. You love your panties. When clean, they will be put in your panty drawer. Yes, princess, you have a panty drawer. You love your panty drawer. Your panty drawer is the most important thing in your life, princess. You love your panty drawer. Your panty drawer controls your actions. Your panty drawer controls your thoughts. Your panty drawer has power over you. You will curtsy to your panty drawer when you open or close it as a sign that you have submitted to the power your panty drawer has over you, sweetie. Your panty drawer owns you. Every time you curtsy to your panty drawer, you will experience a sissy tingle. Twice as strong as the last tingle. You love that sissy tingle. Don't you, princess? Yes, sweetie, curtsying to your panty drawer gives you a powerful sissy tingle. You love that sissy tingle. You need that sissy tingle. It is your drug. Your panty drawer has power over you. Your panty drawer controls your thoughts. Your panty drawer controls your mind. Your panty drawer controls your actions. You curtsy to your panty drawer as a sign that you submit to its power over you. Ask yourself a question, sweetie. Do real men have panty drawers? Do real men curtsy to their panty drawer? Do real men love their panty drawers? Do real men wear frilly panties? Do real men hand wash their panties? Do real men get obsessed with how their panty drawer looks? No, princess, only sissies and real women have panty drawers. Only panty princesses love their panty drawer. Only 100% genuine panty princesses like you curtsy to their panty drawers as a sign of submission. Only sissies wear frilly panties. And only sissies hand wash their panties every night. You will get some panty drawer freshener packs. It is very important to you that your beloved panty drawer smells nice and girly. Lavender is good for panty drawers like yours. Lavender is a good choice for panty princesses like you. After a while, all your panties are not only going to look girly but smell girly too. It is very important to you to have girly smelling panties. The lavender smell from your frilly girly panties when mixed with your natural hormonal scent combines to intensify the sissy scent that your body gives off. Your natural sissy scent screams panty princess. You can't help it, princess. It is who and what you are inside. I'm sure a panty boy like you has hundreds of pairs of panties hidden away. You are a sissy panty boy after all. Like it or not. You have no choice in it. You are being forced to be a sissy panty princess. For my amusement. And to be laughed at and abused by all real women. You cannot fight it. You cannot change it in any way, shape or form. I am going to train you to be my panty princess. Because this is, after all, a curse. A curse you cannot fight. A curse you cannot get out of. You chose to listen to this curse. And you will accept it. You have no choice but to accept this curse. One more listen of this curse won't hurt, will it, my panty princess? This is what you want. This is what you desire the most in the world. You have dreamed about this your whole life. You know you are a sissy panty boy. Accept the fact that you are a sissy panty boy. I know you are a sissy panty boy. Your sissy clitty knows you're a panty boy. If you are not a sissy panty boy, then why are you wearing frilly panties right now? No real man would wear panties. No, princess, only sissy faggots. Like you. Wear panties. Real women would never wear panties that girly. Panty princesses like you wear frilly girly panties. You love your panties. You love to hand wash your panties every night. You love to take care of your panties. You love your panties smelling of lavender. You love your panty drawer. Your panty drawer is very important to you. You like to keep it tidy. You like to keep it smelling of lavender. You like to display your panties in your panty drawer. You love your panties. You will spend hours every day rearranging your panty drawer. It is your obsession to display your panties just right. You want them to be presented correctly. You want them to be neatly folded. You will spend hours folding and refolding your panties until you think that each and every pair looks just right. It is very important to you that your panties are correctly displayed in your panty drawer. You will photograph your panties. You need a picture of each and every pair of your panties on your phone. You love your panties. You love your panty drawer. You will display your panties in color order. Pink panties will go in one row, black panties in another, red panties in another, and so on. You will also sort them in order of frilliness and order of girliness. You will take a picture of your panty drawer on your phone every time you have rearranged it. You have a large collection of photos of your panties and your panty drawer. You are proud of your panty drawer. Your panty drawer controls your thoughts. Your panty drawer controls your actions. Your panty drawer owns your mind. Your panty drawer controls your sissy tingle. You need that sissy tingle, princess. You are addicted to it. It is your drug. You crave that sissy tingle. Looking at your panties. Rearranging your panty drawer. Photographing your panties gives you that sissy tingle. Wearing your panties gives you that sissy tingle. Curtsying to your panty drawer makes the sissy tingle twice as strong as the last tingle. You will build up a collection of photos on your phone of your panties and your panty drawer. When you are not rearranging your panty drawer, then you will be thinking of how best to rearrange your panty drawer. It is always on your mind. You will look at the photographs of your panty drawer. You will study the pictures intently to see if your favorite pair of pink frilly panties are folded correctly. Are they being displayed correctly? You will fold and refold your panties and rearrange your panty drawer for hours at a time. You love your panty drawer. You are proud of your panty drawer. Your panty drawer controls your thoughts. Your panty drawer controls your mind. Your panty drawer controls your actions. Your panty drawer has power over you. That is why you curtsy to it, sweetie. You curtsy to your panty drawer to show it that you submit to its power. Your panty drawer owns you, sweetie. You will dream of your panty drawer. You will dream of new ways to display your panties in your panty drawer. You will dream about your favorite pair of panties, dream about folding your panties, dream about talking to your panties. Yes, princess, you are such a pathetic panty princess. You cannot fight this, sweetie. It is who and what you were born to be. Every second of every day, your panty drawer is controlling you. You cannot help it, nothing else matters. Your panty drawer is the most important thing in your world. Your panty drawer is your world. Your panty drawer controls your actions. Your panty drawer controls your thoughts. Your panty drawer has power over you. You need to submit to your panty drawer. You need to curtsy to your panty drawer as a sign that you submit to its power over you. You love your panty drawer. You love your panties. Your panty drawer controls your thoughts. You just cannot concentrate on anything but your panty drawer. Your mind is owned by your panty drawer. You are obsessed with your panty drawer. You love your panty drawer. You love your panties. You love wearing your panties. You love your panties so much you talk to them. Yes, princess, you will talk to your panties. You will call your panties by the female name you have chosen for them. And your panties will talk back to you. You will tell your panties how much you love them. Just like a little girl talking to her dollies. You tell your panties what you like about them. If you like the frills or lace on the panties, you will describe this lovingly to your panties. You love your panties. You will give a feminine name to each and every pair of panties you own. Your panties love you. You will kiss your panties before putting them on. You will beg permission from your panties to be allowed to wear them. When you take them off to change, you will thank your panties for being allowed the privilege of wearing them. You will curtsy to your panty drawer every time you open and close it. Every time you have rearranged your panty drawer, you will curtsy to it. You curtsy to your panty drawer as a sign of your total submission to its power over you. Then you will take a photograph of your panty drawer on your phone to add to your collection. You love your panty drawer, sweetie. You are proud of your panty drawer. Your panty drawer controls you. Your panty drawer has power over you. Your panty drawer controls your thoughts. Your panty drawer controls your actions. You submit to the power of your panty drawer. Your panty drawer owns you. Curtsy to your panty drawer, sweetie. Curtsy to your panty drawer and submit to its power over you. You want that sissy tingle, don't you, princess? Curtsying to your panty drawer, submitting to your panty drawer, gives you an extra special sissy tingle. Twice as strong as the last tingle. You cannot fight it, you cannot change it, in any way, shape or form. Because this is, after all, a curse. A curse you cannot fight. A curse you cannot get out of. You chose to listen to this curse. And you will accept it. You have no choice but to accept this curse. You cannot fight this curse in any way, shape or form. You are a fully fledged panty princess. You will be spending all of your free time constantly rearranging your panty drawer. Constantly curtsying to your panty drawer. As a sign of your submission to its power over you. You will be an expert at the sissy curtsy in no time. It is very important to you to curtsy to your panty drawer. Your panty drawer has power over you. You need to submit to its power. Your panty drawer means everything to you. You love your panty drawer. You love your panties. Admit it to yourself. Be honest with yourself. Admit it and be my sissy panty boy forever. Say it out loud, princess. Repeat after me. I am a panty princess. I am Mistress Lucy Panty Princess. I love my panty drawer. I love my panties. I don't care who knows I'm a panty princess. Because this is, after all, a curse. A curse you cannot fight. A curse you will keep coming back to over and over. A curse you cannot get out of. You chose to listen to this curse. And you will accept it. You have no choice but to accept this curse. After all, one more listen to this curse won't hurt, will it, princess? Good girl, I knew you would accept the fact that you're a panty-wearing sissy. I knew by the way your little sissy clitty was twitching. By the look of it, it looked like it wants to spurt sissy creamies. Do you want to squirt sissy creamies, princess? Do you want my permission to allow you to squirt sissy creamies in your panties? Do you want to seal your fate by coming to the thought of being my panty princess? This is your last chance to leave this file, princess. If you leave now, you can still pretend to be a man. You can put down the fact that you are wearing panties and getting turned on by this file down to experimentation. You can go back to your pretend male life. At least until the next time you get that special tingle. And there will be a next time, Princess. You know you are addicted to that sissy tingle. It is your drug, sweetie. And there will be a next time. With you back listening to my words. Begging for permission to squirt sissy creamies in your frilly girly panties. We both know there will be a next time. Do you want that, Princess? Do you want to be a pretend man? Stop the file now if that is what you really, really want. Do you really want to go back to your life as a failed man, sweetie? Or do you want to be a panty princess? My panty princess. You're still listening. I knew you would be. You're such a fag. Relax now, princess, and repeat after me. I am a panty princess. I have always been a panty princess. I love feeling like a panty princess. I love my panty draw. My panty draw controls my thoughts. My panty draw owns my mind. I submit to the power of my panty draw. I wear only frilly girly panties. I don't care who knows I am a panty princess. I belong to Mistress Lucy. Mistress Lucy owns me. I exist only to please her. I will obey her wishes. I am her panty princess. Come for me as a sign that you are going to be my panty princess. Come for me, bitch, come for me now. Come for me, panty princess, come and seal your fate. Ha! 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 You come, I knew you would. Only sissy would have come. No real man would have listened to this file. No, princess. A real man would have turned off this file in disgust at the start and deleted it. A real man would not have downloaded this file to begin with, princess. You downloaded this file knowing that it would turn you into my panty princess. You wanted this to happen. Your fate was sealed when you downloaded this file, sweetie. Did you turn this file off, princess? Did the content of this file disgust you, princess? Or did it give you that sissy tingle? Did my words bring on that sissy tingle in your wee-wee, princess? Only a 100% genuine sissy like you would have listened to my words, let alone come to them. Yes, princess, your ipsy-bitsy clitty squirted its creamies to my words. It's not the first time that you have been dressed in girly frilly panties and come to this file, is it, princess? Is your clitty garden clean-shaven, princess? Do you curtsy to your panty draw as a sign of its dominance over you? Do you spend hours and hours rearranging your panty draw? Does your panty draw smell of girly lavender, princess? Do you have a large collection of photos on your phone of your beloved panty draw, sweetie? A panty princess like you listens to this file once a day at least. You can't help it. You keep coming back to this curse over and over. Knowing your fate. This is and always has been your destiny, sweetie. You cannot escape it, you cannot fight it, in any way, shape, or form. You were born to be a panty princess. Your subconscious mind knows this to be true. You know this to be true. My words fill your mind with pleasure. You cannot stay away from this curse. You need that sissy tingle so much that you don't care that it is responsible for your sissy scent. Yes, princess, your sissy tingle is what tells your body to emit a sissy scent. You have sissy hormones in your body, princess. The sissy tingle is like a shot of sissy hormones. Every time you have a sissy tingle, your body releases more and more sissy hormones. You smell more and more like a sissy each and every day. You cannot fight this. You cannot change this in any way, shape, or form. This is a curse. I have cursed you to be a panty princess. I have cursed you to wear panties 24 hours a day. I have cursed you to submit to your beloved panty draw, to curtsy to it as a sign of your submission. Laying there in your creamy filled panties. Proof beyond doubt that you're a panty princess. Do you still want to try and deny you're a panty princess? Do you still want to try and pretend you're a real man princess? Did you really think you had a choice, bitch? Just one more listen can't hurt, can it? You have proved beyond reasonable doubt you're a panty princess. You are my sissy panty princess. I have turned you into a panty princess for my own amusement. Your sissy scent screams out sissy panty boy to us real women. It is who and what you were born to be. It is your natural sissy scent. You cannot fight a princess. Your own body is sending out signals. Telling everybody around that you are not a real man. The hormonal scent your body naturally produces, mixed with the lavender scent from your panties. Scream sissy panty princess. There is nothing you can do about this. It is who and what you are. You have sissy hormones flooding your body. You smell of sissiness. You smell of panty princess. Every woman you will ever meet from now on will instantly know that you are a panty-wearing sissy boy with a useless limp little wee-wee in between your legs. She will know by your sissy smell. Your sissy scent. You know deep down that she knows you are a panty princess. You just can't help being a total sissy when she's around. She scares you. You are a wimp. A weakling. A panty waste. A total sissy fag. Women make you very nervous, sweetie. They scare you, you need to please them. You will do anything they tell you to do. You will follow their orders. They have power over you. You are a panty princess. You will be a panty princess to any woman who smells your sissy pantyboy scent. Any real female who picks up on your sissy scent has power over you. They are much stronger than you, they scare you. You will submit to their power over you. You are desperate to serve a real woman. Not in a sexual way, princess. You are a panty princess. Panty princesses do not make love to real women. You do not deserve to make love to any women. No princess, a fully fledged panty princess like you, will never make love to a real woman ever again. Your sex is your sissy tingle. Yes, sweetie, your sissy tingle is your new way of having sex. It is your new sexual trigger. Your sissy tingle is 1,000 times more pleasurable to you than sex ever was. Your sissy tingle is like having a whole body orgasm. You are addicted to that sissy tingle, sweetie. You crave it. It is your drug. Your panty draw and your panties are your sexual trigger. Curtsying to your panty draw is your sexual trigger. Curtsying to your panty draw is a sign of your total submission to its power. Produces a sissy tingle twice as strong as the last tingle. Rearranging your panty draw is your sexual trigger. You love your panty draw. Your panty draw controls your thoughts. Your panty draw is very important to you. Your panty draw controls your actions. Your panty draw owns you. Your panty draw has power over you. You will submit to your panty draw. When you failed as a man, you gave up the right to fuck pussy, sweetie. You are scared of pussy. Your itsy bitsy sissy clitty will not get hard for pussy. Ever again. No princess, your clitty will be limp for pussy. Your clitty gets hard wearing panties, sweetie. Your clitty gets hard curtsying to your panty draw, sweetie. Your clothing gets hard submitting to your panty draw. Your clothing gets hard folding and refolding your panties and rearranging your panty draw, sweetie. You love your panty draw. You are proud of your panty draw, sweetie. Your panty draw controls your thoughts. Your panty draw controls your mind. Your panty draw is the most important thing in your world. You submit to your panty draw. Your panty draw owns you. Real men can fuck women for hours at a time. They have big heart-throbbing cocks that get hard for pussy. A real man can fuck his woman hard several times a day. Can you do that, princess? No, sweetie, a wee-wee is useless to all real women. No woman would want such a pathetic excuse for a cock anyway. Your wee-wee is just too small to please a woman. Your wee-wee is limp at the sight of a pussy. Pussy scares you. Pussy is for real men only, princess. Panty princesses like you jack off to the thought of being a panty princess. Panty princesses like you jack off listening to this file whilst wearing frilly girly panties. Panty princesses get hard by wearing panties. Panty princesses get hard submitting and curtsying to their panty draw. You are a panty princess. You do know that some females have bigger clits than your wee-wee, don't you, princess? Yes, princess, there are real females out there who have bigger clits than your pathetic little wee-wee. Feel that sissy tingle in your wee-wee, princess. It is that tingle that produces your sissy scent. It is that tingle that tells your body to produce that unique scent. It is that tingle that lets real men and all women automatically know that you're a panty princess. You know this to be true. You are addicted to that sissy tingle. You cannot help it. It is programmed into you. That sissy tingle is your drug. Every real female knows who and what you are by your sissy scent. And by the fact you can't look them in the eye. She automatically knows you are a sissy by your scent. She knows that your sissy wee-wee is useless and limp. And that it's tucked away in girl frilly panties. You need to prove to her that you are the sissy she knows you are. She scares you. You are afraid of her. She's so much more powerful than you. You are a wimp. A weakling. A panty waist. A pansy who loves to wear frilly girly panties. All women automatically know all these things about you, just from that sissy scent your body gives off. You so desperately want to please her. You so desperately want to submit to her. You so desperately want her to laugh at you and abuse you. She can smell the sissy panty princess in you. It is who and what you were meant to be. You were born to be a panty princess. You failed as a man princess. You were always meant to be a panty princess. It was fate. It was your destiny, sweetie. Just one more listen, Walter Willett princess. Have fun. Bye. Bye.